Okay, so slide 16 sums up really not just the roles of technology in Web 2, but what the key issues for researching Web 2 as it evolves are. Vic, do you want to start us off?
Sure. Well, the first point might be a truism, but I certainly think it's worth restating. And well, basically, that Web 2 is no guarantee of success. The point being that the fact that we've got these rapidly developing interactive technologies doesn't guarantee that the learning designs we use in them will enhance learning for young people and for adults in ways that are desirable. There's no guarantee. So that helps us, I think, to refocus on the importance of design in this whole business, of learning design. I think we also need to be clear that it's not necessary. We shouldn't assume that it's all necessarily going to be plain sailing. There are competing forces at work. It's not. If we look at the history of education, well, in a nutshell, it's not. It's not always a happy marriage between the political imperatives, the economic imperatives, and what, as educators, we might think is desirable. So there's no reason to think that the forces at work will always push us in directions we want to go in. There are competing issues here, economic and educational. Thirdly, if we buy into the argument that Web 2 can support authentic learning, and we take cognizance of the available evidence, which suggests that is the case, that we can use Web 2 for authentic learning, then we have to be proactive in shaping that the way those technologies go. There are issues, of course, because the development of the evidence base always lags behind the technology. And there's a real danger there, I think, sometimes, in that we can jump into... Of course, we've got to embrace the new technologies. But if we disregard the need for rigorous evidence, the danger is we can be just driven by the technology. So I think we've got to be cognizant of that. And the fourth point there on that slide, if we allow that to happen and we are shaped by the technologies as they move on, then some of the existing purposes of education might overtake us, or at least prevent us from being creative with Web 2.
Good, I think that's a very good summary. And just before we finish, I'd like to draw attention to the slide following 16, slide 17, which first of all gives the details of the two projects of the TEL program that are related to the issues we're talking about. But I'd just like to say that by the time you're listening to this, the Education 2.0 commentary of the TLRP TEL program will be ready and available, and I encourage people to take a look at it and to give us feedback on it. So Vic, thank you very much for participating in this, and thank you for listening, and we look forward to interacting with you online during the conference.
Thanks a lot, Richard. It's been great fun, and I look forward to the interactions online too. Bye for now.
Bye.